Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 19th of August, 2023. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to be on the radio or you just want to talk to Cal Hunter, our producer. Remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Do not think that whatever we say you're going to use in a court of law. Seek counsel. Don't just say, hey, I heard this from Radio Law Talk and it was wrong. Therefore, they're liable for whatever I did. We're not liable for what you're doing, by the way. You're on your own. This is just for entertainment purposes. You know, this is the most entertaining, exciting, but only sometimes informative show on earth, we say. But the reason we do that is we want to make sure that you don't set your expectations too high. Because today, Todd and I are just kind of in a funk day, man. We're just kind of like cruising, chilling, relaxing. We're going to tell you behind-the-scenes stuff, what's going on. This is usual. What is the usual thing that's happening right now? Todd, what's the usual thing that's happening right now? Say it.
Well, the show's 2 minutes in. Denise gets here.
Denise is walking in with her toast and her thing. And this is about her normal time.
No. No,
yes, that is.
He was here only a minute late last week.
Oh, there we go. So we had, Denise, we had to just throw you under the bus. Just, you know, what the
mild,
heck. But anyway, it was a mild throw under
the bus. Back to school, right, friend? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it is back to school. Speaking of back to school, Blindside, the movie, there's lawsuits going on with that. This is interesting. We're going to talk about the Todd Kunin theory is behind the Blindside, is what we believe. So does he. And look, I think Todd will, but you don't have to, really live with her or chat too much with her, but you will comfort Britney Spears a little bit, you think? I know that would be a lot, though, but maybe she's getting a divorce, and do you think you could comfort her, or is 40 too old for you?
Via FaceTime or Zoom, but no.
All right, Todd Kunin's going to help Brittany out via Zoom, at least. We got Susan Sarandon lawsuit that she's suing someone. We're going to talk about that. Leah Remedy's bringing a lawsuit. We're going to talk about her lawsuit. Child bunk bed, be careful of these bunk beds that are dangerous. Jury verdict in Ohio, we're going to talk about that. Alec Baldwin might be having some more issues coming up. My gosh, that story never ends with the Rust case. But
I think this case is going to be studied for years into the future on how to bungle an investigation and press releases and prosecution. Good heavens, how many wheels can come off that?
Yeah,
car?
And how many prosecutors have stepped down or we're not going to deal with this. I don't want to touch this. And I don't know. It's just such a high profile. What a sad story, though. Well, no matter what the situation was, what comes out of it, what a tragic loss of life and a wonderful woman that had a child and marriage and seemed to be at the top of her career and things were going great in her life and just tragically taken. That's part of life. But we're also going to do case or no case. Denise, how's things?
Things are great.
Yeah, so it sounds like even though she's a touch late, she's not late. She's on time.
No, I know I'm a little late.
No, that's your normal time.
She's on time. She was here at DST.
Well,
Denise Standard Time.
She has an electric car, those.
She couldn't get it started.
No, it was nothing like that. My husband had to work this morning, and so I didn't get my coffee made, and I didn't get my.
Oh,
well, I got my
charge.
Coffee made, but I didn't get breakfast made for me, so I'm
a
couple minutes off.
What? So you had to do something On your own? Like, make your own breakfast?
Hey, we have this deal. You know, I cook during the week, and on Saturdays, he gets me ready for the show.
That's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
This is actually something that was heard in the household this morning when she got up. Alexa, how do you make toast?
No, he made me coffee. My coffee was ready, but not my breakfast.
So what Todd, what's in your house? Who makes your stuff?
Well, I have an uncle, and uncle, his first name's Old McDonald's. And,
the farm, right?
Yeah, let me tell you something. They always, I mean, look, I go from saying what I want to actually eating what I just said within, on a good day, 45 seconds to a minute. On a bad day, maybe it's 5 minutes.
Not five, a couple minutes.
Well, it just depends on how many other
people are asking,
relatives are in line
to eat
the same thing.
I noticed you didn't bring me one this morning. That was I actually glad you didn't, because I'm on a diet.
And I knew that. And I did not want to see. Last week we were talking about you don't want to be in contempt of clerk. You don't want to be in contempt of court reporter. I don't want to be in contempt of Fred's wife for giving him food
he's
supposed
hungry.
To be on a diet.
Well, actually, Monday the official one starts, but I've been on the, what do you call it, the intermittent fasting. So so noon and six.
Basically, calorie
noon
reduction.
Noon to six?
That's what it is. Noon I eat and six. So
and
six. The answer is from 7 to 11, I'm really not very nice.
So you eat when the sun is at noon, and then you eat as the sun goes down. That's that kind of a...
trying to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing works anymore, Cal. I had the diet center people call me and say, Fred, we want you to come back. And I'm like, all right, I know. Actually, she's like, well, you've been pretty good. It's been 12 years, 10 years. I said, yeah. So I'm going to go back and meet my friends at the diet center, and we sit there and talk about why we're eating too much.
Well, the important thing is to enjoy yourself. Fred, go back there, just take everyone donuts and have a seat with them and have a nice meeting. And,
there
you know,
we go.
And Tom can bring the... bring the breakfast out.
It'll be a good time. All right, so we're here to... You want to just do a teaser, Cal, a case or no
sure.
case? Because that's why people come here.
I will set you up a little bit, because
sure.
this is kind of a long front end on this one.
Yeah,
this involves a couple who like to shop at those closeout places, you know, Amazon returns, all of that.
Yeah.
So they went and got a shower door and installed it. And it didn't go as well as they might have hoped at the end of the day. So we'll tell you their saga and their case or no case. You buy it for 70% off. What do you want? Well, a fully functioning product.
Yeah, you kind of get what you pay for. I've never done those. Have you guys ever done the Amazon? You buy the pallet of returns? I haven't heard other people do that. I've never.
It's an auction. It's an auction. I didn't know it was an auction. Did you, Todd? You have to actually
bid on it. I have no idea what you're talking about. A pallet?
You can go to, like, Amazon. They have, like, when you returns, they just throw it on a pallet and you bid on a pallet.
You bid on it.
Bid on a pallet, and you get whatever's in it. It's like that storage.
It's like
Wars.
Storage Wars, sounds like.
Yeah.
They have a store in Stockton, and like every Wednesday or every Thursday, something like that, they open up the doors, and you can go in and buy the things that are rejects. And
is it individual, like, or is it on a pallet?
No, it's not on a pallet. It's individual, but it's so cheap that my sister got into kind of an addiction to it. And her house started getting full of stuff. And she's like, would have Saturday, you know, garage sales trying to get rid of it.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's intoxicating, apparently.
I told my wife, there's a reason people brought that stuff back, you know. And it's hard to get that straight. You're buying junk, basically, somebody else's junk, in a way.
Well, now I'm offended, because that explains the email I got from Amazon the other day saying, Dear Mr. Kunin, we'd like you to come and sit on a pallet in our warehouse next Tuesday so people can bid on you. And I thought it was a dating thing or some charity. Oh, I'm on the reject pile.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a shower door and what's happening on A Case or No Case. Hang on.
This is Radio Law Talk, and as Fred told you, there's much more of it coming right up right here on this station. All you have to do is stay tuned. We've got a lot of things to talk about. And, of course, we always have our ubiquitous movie bumpers like this one.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my!
Yep, we've got that and other stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Stick around.
And RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny. Available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So we're back. Go ahead and tell us about the shower door, Cal, that was installed.
Now it's time to play
they got
case
cheap.
Or no case.
All right, here we go. Joan, excuse me. There we go. Joan and Philip are bargain shoppers, closeouters. those places that buy store returns and resell them. They were all over that. As they remodeled their bathroom, they realized they could use a shower door. Philip said, hey, I saw one at the Bargains Only location by my work, so over they went. They found the perfect size that even opened the correct way, brought it home, and laboriously installed it one Saturday. And when they were done, Joan said, I have to go make a food shopping run. And Philip said, okay, I'm going to shower up, you know, because we want to go out later on tonight. So he got in there, jumps into the shower, finishes the shower, and pushes on the shower door, and it's stuck. Doesn't open up. Stuck. He banged on it. He pushed on it. He played with the seal. He did everything he could do. And finally, the glass broke, and he fell and stepped on the glass and cut up his foot. And he had to go, you know, had to go to the ER and get his foot stitched up and messed up his date with his wife. They postponed their date, called a lawyer after they got home from the doctor and said, look, this is a door from a nationally known manufacturer. They sold it to me. There's no reason it shouldn't work properly. I think I have a case or no case. Denise, what do you think?
I knew that was coming. You're going to penalize me for being two minutes.
I am thankful to you. I owe you a great debt of gratitude. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So obviously, if it had been installed correctly, then there could be a case here. I mean, the question is going to be the installation. Because if it was a manufacturing defect or a failure to warn, see, I've learned something from you, Fred, then there would be a cause of action. But they put the door in themselves, and they installed it. And I'll bet you 10 to 1 they installed it backwards. So that's kind of a funny thing. I'm going to say this. It's just too clean. And it's just too factually, it could be a case.
Wait, shower, too clean, got it.
Yes.
Good one.
Yes. So I'm going to say no case.
No case. Mm.
Okay, Fred, what do you think about
that? All right, what do I think? Let's do this. This is clearly a scenario, shower door bargain brand. I think Cal was at a bargain place, bought something, and it didn't work well. First of all, you have to ask yourself, was it installed properly or not? Because it could be an installation issue, which wouldn't be the fault of the manufacturer. So I say it's a scenario but not a case. But the answer, if it was a case, more than likely the first question would be by the manufacturer, was there a manufacturer defect? But they would point to more than likely and probably when it was installed improperly. And therefore, since it was installed improperly by the homeowner, because it's not a reputable installer of shower doors, that there's where the defect was or the cause of the door not opening properly. Therefore, it would be the fault of the homeowners. The homeowner would lose, but it's a scenario. It's not a case.
All right, Tom, what do you think about this? Because, look, it's a brand name. They sold it. It was discounted, I agree, but it was sold. I'm just trying to make sure that we're not missing a point here. Yeah, this was a national brand, a well-known company. And was the question this, that in my view, when I was looking at this, the question I had was, yeah, was it properly installed or was it returned because it was defective?
Well, that's interesting because both Denise and Fred have said that this was a scenario but not a case, right? And
yep.
And I, Cal, you brought up that last part,
mm-hmm.
And I think that there was some trickery on your part.
What?
Because what you're trying to do is get me to go along with Fred and Denise so that you can maybe get three or some points for this. But I don't know how that would be. I'm sorry. I got to go with Fred and Denise on this one. I think this is a scenario, not a case.
Mm-hmm.
If this was one of those things where if the manufacturer could face serious liability in a scenario like this, I can't see any manufacturer that would ever sell something and allow it to be installed by a homeowner. They would insist that it be installed. Professionally installed, because, you know, good heavens, if we're going to get sued every time some homeowner messes up, you know, we'd be out of business in a hurry. So I think it's a scenario, not a case.
All right, that's very good. I think there's a chance.
So
that,
you're telling me there's a chance?
No, okay, there's not. There's no chance. It's just a story, which came about when Donna got stuck in our shower
and
couldn't get the door open.
I have that fear.
The seal had gone bad and just a little spot, and had to really work the seal to get it to open up. And I thought, well, you know, that was relatively new to us.
And Cal tried to blame the manufacturer.
Of course. It's never my fault. Come on.
Cal was the one that actually put it in and installed it. It was installed all cattywampus.
I had it professionally installed by my son-in-law.
Okay.
Just fine.
What? Give us a teaser for the next one.
Oh, yeah. Next one is going to be interesting. This centers around a high school in Central California that required all students to give a copy of their car key to the administration in order to park in the school parking lot so they could conduct random searches. So we'll talk about that next hour on Case or No Case and get your thoughts on what is certainly an interesting situation. So that's next time on Case or No Case.
Actually, that was in the 70s, and they actually had you hold the extra paddle with holes in it as they whipped you, too. So here, give me your car key, the spare, and hold the paddle, extra paddle, in case this one breaks on your bump.
And grab your ankles.
Yeah, grab your ankles, and you know what? And then we'll sit there as the team. We'll sit as teachers and have a beer during recess and smoke cigarettes in the car while we're driving you places.
And make fun of you guys.
No, I love the part in the 70s when the teachers, which were wonderful people, by the way. I love my teachers. I grew up, I lived in Utopia, I'll be honest with you, with my wonderful school and teachers. But I love the fact that they were being really thoughtful of the kids and would step outside about 2 inches outside the classroom and smoke. They're all coming woofing into the classroom. It was awesome. We're not smoking in the classroom. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the blind side. Man, I didn't. Let's take a guess. We're going to tell you how much it grossed so far. I didn't realize this. Wow. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with much more of the big show right here on your local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com.
Law Talk. I'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or...
U.S.
USA News update. President Biden delivers a warning to those in the path of Hurricane Hillary.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific as it makes its way toward Baja California.
The hurricane's already prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for Southern California. The latest report from the National Hurricane Center said Hillary's turning more northwest with a faster motion toward the north Saturday night into Sunday. The storm's expected to weaken before it hits Southern California and areas of the southwestern U.S., but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding to the region. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The death toll from the wildfire on the island of Maui has hit at least 114, although the full extent of the devastation might not be known for a long time. Over 1,300 people remain missing. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
Well, The Blind Side, probably one of the all-time great, you know, stories that just tugs at your heart, that was a wonderful story that, by the way, there's always critics that have negative things to say about it and this and that, and I'm going to ignore the critics because I thought it was a wonderful story. And, you know, I think it's about people doing good things and good people, you know, hooking up or meeting with good people, right? So The Blind Side, if you haven't seen it, it's about Michael, I would say, is it Oler or
Or?
Or. Yeah. It's spelled O-H.
Oher.
Oher, yeah, O-H-E-R. So Michael Orr was in, there's a family that were big boosters of Ole Miss or Mississippi, University of Mississippi, and they wanted, apparently they, the wife generally saw this guy that was, they're white and he's black, and but he was needed some help, and she, you know, reached out and helped him, and come to find out he was a good football player, happened to be a good football player. They quote, according to the, I don't know if the movie said this, but there was an insinuation they adopted him, which, by the way, when you're over 18, you can't adopt him. You can't adopt an over 18?
Absolutely.
I thought you can't.
No, I'm doing one now.
Well, wait a minute. This is, though, in Mississippi, so we don't know what the rules are in Mississippi. I think the argument, don't forget, the argument is they couldn't adopt him, according to lawyers, because he was he was over the age of 18. But anyway, let me get to that. But let me get to that. So it comes down to wonderful family. Everything turned out good. You know, it was almost like, you know, something in a fairy tale. And he becomes a star NFL player, does well. The family's close together. The brother, the younger brother, of Michael Oler is just thought the world of him, and actually moved. Michael Oler went to the Baltimore Ravens, so he actually went to college. The brother, the younger brother.
Well, they weren't technically related, but they were living as a family unit.
Yeah, I'm going to call them brother. For the sake of argument, you know, we're going to call them brothers, okay? Or sister, brother type of thing, even though technically they weren't, and that's the argument. Well, everything's going great until about a year and a half ago, the family noticed that, and remind me of the family. I can never say the family.
It's the Tui?
The Tuis, yes. Yeah. Which, by the way, he was well-to-do, the father. He sold his franchise company. He had different franchise restaurants for over $200 million, or approximately $200 million. So he's had some money. But after all this, and after all these years, Michael Oler, who's now 37, who, by the way, is writing a book, a tell-all book, that's just coming out, and he's on the book tour, decides to sue the Tui family, saying that they kept basically him from receiving money from the movie, using his likeness, et cetera, and profiting from it. Now, after all this, I'm wondering what happened at age 37. And again, I'm not saying this, but it could be an issue of, did you run out of money by the time you're 37? You know, are you starting to run out of your NFL money? I'm not saying that's happened, but now the argument is that the Tuis were taking he could have made more money off it, but he was not adopted what he thought he was. It was just a conservatorship. Now, Denise, I'm going to turn it to you because this is your wheelhouse. And then we're going to talk about the arguments from both sides and go from there. But it's kind of sad because it was really a tight family for years and years and years. Now, this could be, you know, causing some issues.
It's kind of like Britney Spears. Remember how she was 13 years under conservatorship?
Yep.
Well, so was Orr for many years. So instead of getting an adoption, and I don't remember in The Blind Side, the movie, if they actually said he was adopted or if they didn't address it, but I felt like they said he was adopted, or at least, like you said, implied it.
Well, in the movie,
But what happened is the Tuis got a conservatorship over him and over his estate. So they actually had the ability to handle his financial affairs. And he went on to become a first pick or one of the first picks in NFL. And you know, he was very successful for a period of time. And then The Blind Side came out. And I don't know why, but The Blind Side apparently didn't make all that much money.
Oh, no, it made a ton of money. But the thing is, in fact, that's the Tui's argument, is go on strike with the writers, because they're saying the way that it is, the way the things line up, is the producers and the directors get all the money, and the people like the Tuis, they didn't receive more than a few $100,000. And so that's what they're arguing.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the things you have to bear in mind is that when a movie like this is written, when the story is written, maybe even before the screenplay comes out, the people that have it have to sign their rights. They sign their rights over to a studio for the movie. The movie hasn't been made. They don't go to them after the fact and say, okay, now that we know this movie made a lot of money, let's go ahead and get our rights. So when they're approached early on, they're probably thinking, you want 200 and some odd thousand or 100,000 or whatever it is rights to do this movie that hasn't even been made yet, just the rights for you to even think about it. Fine, go ahead. You know, I'll take the 200,000 because the chances that it's actually going to be made into a movie and it's going to be a blockbuster is pretty remote. And so they probably made all of their money when they sold the rights to the story to the studio.
So the question is, what happened to the part of those rights that should have belonged to Orr? Well, I think that's really what why he brought the lawsuit. And it may not be because of him running out of money. It may be because he found out he wasn't adopted himself, because he said he thought he was adopted.
Well, ready for this? The Blind Side, at least to year-to-date, approximately to when we are, approximately, has made $500 million. That's $500 million. Now, the Tuohys are arguing, great, but guess what? We didn't make hardly anything off it either. And so why is he suing us when we didn't make hardly anything either? And also the conservatorship. I don't know, Denise, how long the conservatorship was there. I'll put some, ice cream on it to say that it wasn't there when he was playing college. Now, did they help him probably invest? Just like a lot of these NFL players that aren't super on top of investing, yeah, they probably did. I don't know. I don't know when the conservatorship, went away or walked away.
I think it was put in, Fred, because of the NCAA ruling about him and money and all that. They had to have someone outside control his finances so he would be eligible and still back when you didn't get paid to be a college player.
Right. Yeah, so we're getting that was one of the reasons. So I'm going to get to the reason what the Tuohys' arguments are, and then we'll get to what his arguments are. But that was one of the reasons the Tuohys are saying we were required to do that because of all the NCAA rules, right? And that's kind of the situation there. But they're saying they received roughly $350,000 of profit from the movie, is all the Tuohys said that they have received, and that they have equally given it to everyone. And by the way, they tried to equally give it to him, and he said no, and he refused. So they took that money and they put it in a trust fund for his child. Apparently, Michael Oler has a child, and so that's what's going on. So, Todd, let's go through a few of the arguments that. Let's jump on Michael. We'll do Michael Oler's side. You do Michael Oler's side, and Denise, you do the Tuohys' side, and I'll jump in if you guys are missing something.
So Orr is claiming, look, the only reason I ever agreed to the conservatorship was because I thought it was a stopgap measure until an adoption could go through. And so I agreed to the conservatorship, and come to find out, I was never adopted, and that undermined the agreement that I had with the Tuohys. I didn't realize that it never went through. So that's one argument he's making, and I think he's also claiming he didn't get a lot of money for the movie. The family ended up getting more money for the movie than he got in terms of what his share would have been.
I guess he could argue also, hey, stepdad or pseudo dad, you didn't do a good job in getting us enough money for my likeness,
et cetera.
That would be a good addition. But we'll be back after this, and Denise is going to talk about what the Tuohy family is going to argue, and we'll go from there.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations coast to coast. That's coming up right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Boys are weird.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So we're back, and we were talking during the break about the arguments back and forth, but the first thing is I want to clarify is, according to Mr. Toohey, that's the father. Now, again, I'm saying father, mother, brother, sister, generically. We're not saying legally that's what they are, but I'm just trying to make it so we're not confused as to who we're talking about here, okay? He argues that Michael received the same amount that everyone else received, which is $14,000 they each received. That's from the author of the book that gave them half the proceeds to the family. And so received that. And then Mr. Toohey also says that's the father, quote, father, that he only received between $60,000 and $70,000 in royalties over the years, so he has not received that much. So Denise brought up a great point that we're like, first of all, he's an adult and he seems bright. In fact, he was at Ole Miss. Apparently, he did fairly well in school. And the conservatorship has been going on for a long time, and it's just now. Michael's trying to end the conservatorship. Is that right, Denise?
Yeah, he petitioned to end the conservatorship, and it's his position that that he did not know he was not a legal part of the family. He honestly thought, and maybe he thought the conservatorship granted him that status. I don't know. It's not real clear, but he thought he was a legal part of the family, and when he found out, he was very upset. And so he is now petitioned to end the conservatorship. And the TUIs will end it. They're not trying to continue that conservatorship. Right. They're like, you know, sure, we're going to agree to end that. It is, you know, it served its purpose for whatever Michael needed it for. So it's kind of an odd situation here.
Yeah.
But I do understand both sides. Right. I mean, they were the conservators for him. So they did act in a capacity of kind of caretaker, overseer, all of that for him, right?
Well, apparently they have to he has to live with them for the minimum of 6 months to be a conservator. So they interviewed Tui Jr. That's the boy that was really close to Michael Oler, and he said, first of all, I'm not going to disparage him at all. He goes, I love him. I'll love him when he's 37, because apparently he's 37. I'll love him when he's 65, you know, and that's not going to change. But he said he went through his texts to see what the old family texts are, because apparently they have a family text chain going. And he said that he saw in 2020 and 21 that Michael was texting him saying, if you guys give me so much money, I won't go to the public with this thing. And their argument is, look, he was trying to extort. I mean, that's their argument. You know, if you don't pay me this, I'm going to go to the public, you know. And
that sounds like a...
Cal, go ahead and... Oh, yeah, turn him
up. That sounds like a shakedown, if that indeed happened. You know, I look at it from Michael Oher's standpoint. And, you know, just reading the tea leaves here. So what was one of the things that he said he didn't like about the movie? That he was portrayed, his character was portrayed as being slow, right? And so he didn't like that. And let's face it, a conservatorship may carry with it the stigma that somebody cannot take care of themselves, that they need the help of somebody else. And so here, when you look at this and you see a guy who he was portrayed in the movie as being slow. There's a conservatorship that's still in place at the age of 37. He thinks he should have been adopted, and he wasn't adopted. I could see him being somewhat upset. Let's also not overlook the fact that it was a great movie. It was great. Boy, you think he was never teased in locker rooms and spring training around his football family
about
the blind side? No, we're going to get Sandra Bullock to come here, and you know, and so it's something he's been living with, and so I get that he's frustrated. You know, the thing that I see with this, though, that is really telling, it's the fact that he's got that book out now,
the book tour right
the
now,
book
yeah.
tour that's going on, and let's face it. If he writes a book that is praising the Tui family and everything is great, nobody's going to buy it because, like, yeah, we've already seen the movie, right? We already saw the movie, The Blind Side. We know what this is about. So in order for the book to have any sales, controversy creates cash. This has to happen here in order for the book to make it. And yet again, we see people using the legal process, filing to end the conservatorship, using a complaint, to get it out to, if it hadn't been for this story, I wouldn't have even known he had a book out.
Neither did I. So that's,
but I will say this, he has a valid grievance, I feel. And that's because there is an adult adoption. It's the same process in Mississippi. I've done a little research. And, because he's not legally their child, through the adult adoption process would have made him that way. He doesn't have any rights to the parents, to the brother and sister, to inheritance, to for anything. I mean, I think that he may have validly been misunderstood, or he misunderstood what had happened, and now it's come to light what's really happened. Because when you get an adult adoption, you change the birth certificate.
Right.
You have to use your birth certificate, and it's different than the one you were actually born with, right?
Good argument. Tui says that they follow their lawyers, and that's what their lawyers said, because they were looking at what they had to do in order to follow. Don't forget, back then, the rules, the NCAA rules for playing football, doing it, is so weird and strict.
Yeah.
But they basically, Tui said, we just followed what our lawyers said to do, and that's what we did. And that's their argument. But,
and when you talk about the NCAA rules, what you're talking about here is – If he is not an adopted or biological member of the family, the NCAA is going to look at everything the TUIs did as a gift for him, that he was making money, and it ruins his NC2A eligibility. They needed the conservatorship as a stopgap measure right away so that he'd be eligible to go to the NC2A to play football. Otherwise, everything that the TUIs gave him would be compensation.
Or it could be, because it could have been considered foster.
No, it would have by the NCAA have been compensation, because unless there was a foster program that he went through to be placed by the state in the home, to run that issue. So the conservatorship had to be in place.
Yeah, I think the TUIs, again, this is, we're reading
if they
this
would
from,
have adopted him, though, that's just giving money to their own child.
That's right. So it would not have been an issue, but the fact is the adoption process takes time. And this kid needed to be in school in the fall. Right. They didn't have time for the adoption process to go through in order for him to be able to not be in violation of the NCAA.
Well, not only that.
I think they're the same time frame, honestly.
Adopted or not, they can do trusts, as well as I do, and cut him out anyway. Whether he's adopted or not, or a conservatorship, they can give the money to whoever they want through trust. So that's, kids are all the time ousted, I'm not going to give that kid some money. But the interesting thing is, we're just reading a ton of articles and looking at the information, and one notes down that the TUI's response was that obviously these are fabricated, this is not true, and that the allegation is he's trying to extort $15 million out of them,
problematic, is
right.
That, because that's a criminal offense.
If that's true, they're claiming they have at least the son, they've got it in texts, back and forth,
yeah,
in family texts. And that might have, but it's right in the middle of this latest book tour, and I'm telling you right now, you're right, Todd, you hit the nail on the head. I didn't know the guy even had a book out. And guess what? There's probably going to be a movie.
Oh yeah.
About post Blindside 2. Blindside 2, the real behind the stories. Or there's going to be a Netflix or an HBO program about it, right?
Yeah, and I want to be clear here. The compensation I'm talking about that may have disqualified him from the NCAA is the room and board when they took him in and buying him clothes and putting him through and finishing all. It was all of this amounts that the TUIs would have paid on his behalf before he even went to college. That's the stuff that the NCAA could have looked at and said, well, that's compensation. You're not eligible now.
Isn't that crazy? We look back at what the rules of NCAA. How many years have we been doing this?
Yeah.
How many years have I been saying that's CRAP crud, man? That is, they're ripping these kids off.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that now they can go make money off it. And
and
that's awesome. We come back, we're going to do another case or no case, then we're going to get right into some really interesting stuff, including Britney Spears, Susan Sarandon, Leah Remedy, child bunk beds, the dangers of some bunk beds, and then Alec Baldwin. Wow, back at it again with Russ.
Hour number 2 of Radio Law Talk is coming up on this great station you're listening to us on, and also on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back 6 minutes after the next hour.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.